Okay, great. So welcome to our New Mexico ICF virtual call. Thank you for joining us. I just want to briefly introduce our next program before we get started. Our next program is actually our summer social on June 23rd, and we're hoping you can all make it. It will be at the Santa Clara Winery on Rio Grande in Albuquerque, and we will start at 5 p.m. and we'll go till about 7:30 p.m. We will provide delicious food, and we have a cash bar, and we will also be able to offer one CCEU. We'll have a little program going, and I would ask you to please reach out to the other coaches, your friends who are curious about coaching, and invite them to join us at the summer social. You can sign up on our website, www.icfnewmexico.org. So I would now ask everyone to please mute by pressing *6, and when we get to the question and answer, then please unmute yourself and give your name. So I'm very happy to introduce our speaker, Mary Beth Schuen, a master coach. Mary Beth teaches coaches in certification as a faculty member of Coach Training Institute. She also teaches financial coaching for CNM and NeighborWorks America. She is a master business and career coach and trainer. One of Mary Beth's accomplishments is the development of a self-awareness program called Invent Your Own Career, which helps people find the courage to bring forth their inner treasures and use them to make a difference in the world. Mary Beth has been coaching since 1997. You must be one of our oldest coaches by experience.
<No. laughs>
Okay. And training coaches since 2004. She was a New Mexico resident and now lives in Eugene, Oregon. So we will start the program, Guided Imaging to Meet Your Captain and Crew. And in this session, Mary Beth will guide you through an experience of meeting your own captain. The captain and crew gives you a new tool to use with your clients so they can find a strong inner voice, their inner leader, and that part of them that is clear and knowing. And you will be emailed the script for this process, and we will discuss ways that you can use it with your clients. Please welcome Mary Beth Schuen.
Thank you so much, Heidi. It's wonderful to be here. I think I know most of you, so it's especially an honor to be with you all today. Before I begin to talk about the idea of the captain, and we're going to really focus on the captain today, to do the captain and crew together is onerous, so if we want to set up another time to do the crew members, we can do that as well if there's interest, but we are going to focus on the captain. If you have a paper and pen in front of you, that's great. If you don't, I would take a few minutes to get that while I'm introducing the concept. I'm going to ask you some special questions, because you're coaches, at the end of the visualization, just to give you a little more depth for this whole thing. So find some paper and a pen. So this whole idea of the captain is really about the fact that each of us is complex, our clients are complex, we have many different internal voices. Some of these voices, as you know, are life-affirming, supporting us in living our purpose. They even help lead us towards our life purpose, and they support us to live in alignment with our values. Those are the great voices that we have. Other voices do the opposite, and so at Coaches Training Institute, we've always called these the saboteurs, and their commitment to the status quo and keeping us overly safe creates limits and stops us in our tracks many times. So it's important for clients to be able to discern the difference between these all the aspects that are talking. And if you think about it, I'm sure you've heard clients say when they're trying to make a decision, I'm torn, right? Part of me feels one way, part of me feels another way. So this tool of finding your inner captain really helps clarify a voice that is an ally for that person. It really has the quality of leadership, wisdom, and compassion. And that can really help someone when they're trying to decide to tap back into this energy of the captain. So with that, let me give a little bit of context for the imaging, and then we'll go right into it. So the captain is your internal leader, a visionary who is in command and leads all parts of yourself towards the fullest expression of your life purpose. The key attributes of your captain are wisdom, benevolence, certainty, clarity, and courage. The captain has access to all the wisdom that ever was, has been there, and back, as they say, and knows that it all turns out all right. Your captain loves you completely and unconditionally, no matter what happens. Your captain holds you tenderly, with gentleness, infinite compassion, and heart. Your captain believes in you completely and without question is grounded and can see quickly what is needed and how best to move forward. Your captain is fearless and relentless in the pursuit of the very best for you. Your captain will unshakably be dedicated and unwavering to your success. So that's the context, and now let's go into the visualization. So if you haven't already, find a comfortable position so you can relax and take a short journey to meet your captain. Let's start by breathing. So please take a deep breath in. Find any tension or tightness in your body. Turn it into orange liquid. And let it drain out your fingers and your toes. Let's do that again. Deep breath in. All the way down. Find any tension or tightness. And just let it drain away. One more time. Deep breath. Find any remaining tension or tightness and just let it go. Good. So as you relax, let your imagination go. Let it take you to a place in your imagination that is completely safe. Just make it up. Sense it or see it. It's all fine. As you imagine this place, look around. What do you notice? Whatever you see, imagine, or sense is just fine. Wherever you are, notice what is around you. Sense or see the details. Take in the colors, the sounds. You might want to touch something. What are the smells here? Let it all come alive so that you can almost taste it. As you walk around and get to know this safe place, you hear the sound of someone approaching. There is a sense of excitement in the air. You are about to meet someone special. And now, they come into view. Your captain walks towards you, eager to meet you. As your captain approaches, notice. What does the captain look like? What stands out about your captain? What's it like being with your captain? This is the leader within you, your inner authority, your captain. Greet each other. What's it like? Notice what is here. What does the energy of your captain feel like? your captain has always been here. And now you have a new access to each other. Take a moment and find a place in this safe place to be with each other for a conversation. Sit down and get comfortable. Or you might want to go for a walk together or look out at the view. Whatever it is, find the place to have a conversation with your captain. Ask your captain the following questions and listen carefully for the answers. First, what's important for me to know about you? Next, what do you want from me? Next, what do you know about my life purpose? next. How can I connect easily with your wisdom and strength? And lastly, what is your name? Now notice that your captain has a gift for you. Receive the gift. What is it? What do you notice about it? Ask your captain, what would you like me to know about this gift? Thank each other. Knowing you can be with your captain anytime you choose. Your captain is here for your support in your journey of living your life purpose. Now take a deep breath, breathing in this experience, remembering what you need to remember. And another deep breath, maybe wiggling your fingers and your toes, returning to the space and time. And one more deep breath as you open your eyes, maybe stretch or move your body a little. I'm going to give you 3 minutes in silence to take some notes about this experience, and then I have some additional questions for you. So we'll be silent for 3 minutes. Okay, great. Thank you for writing about that. And so here are the additional questions, and I'll give you time after each one to write a little bit. So the first question is, how can you keep this energy alive in your life? Next question is, in what ways do you already embody your captain? And lastly, if you coached as your captain, what would you have access to? Great. So I would love to take the next 5 minutes to hear your feedback. What did you get from this experience?
So I'll just say to unmute yourself, please press star 6.
Probably one of the quieter calls that you all have had, huh?
So who would like to start? Okay, if nobody's starting, Mary Beth, I'll be happy to give you some feedback.
Great.
It was interesting. It was very easy to get to that place. And, you know, I had this beautiful mountain lake and a pier and interestingly enough, it just was very, there was no waiting involved. When you said go to the place, I was able to go to the place. I had a little bit problems identifying the captain because first the captain that we have on our announcement, that picture came up. And I didn't want that captain. And so it became a female, actually. And it first shifted a little bit. It was a male, then a female, then a different female. But my captain is a female. So I found that very interesting. And then the other thing I noticed was, and I wrote down the answers. The answers came very easily. You know, what is what do you want and what is your life purpose and so forth. And I wrote two full pages, so thank you for that.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And now I'm curious what some other coaches experienced.
I know for me, one thing that surprised me was where I met this person at. I kept searching a lot of images that I had stored as, you know, really great places, and it all kept going back to a beach that I was at by myself once. And it was just like the perfect place. It was safe. There was nobody else on the island, matter of fact. And it was just like totally beautiful. And every sense was alive. It was exactly what I would want in life.
Thank you, Dean.
Marianne, it's Judy. That was so beautiful, and you led that so well. I just had to tell you that. Thank you. And, of course, as well, I was very easily able to access this this beautiful place, perfect flowers, waterfall, ocean. It was gorgeous. And my captain, when you asked what is his name, and the name came up as Scott, and I just accepted it. Don't have any logical reasons for that. And what's interesting to me is I did a quick search on Google just now while we were waiting, and I had to search what the name Scott meant. And I find it so interesting because so much of what it was saying about Scott was revealed in my interactions with him as to how he was going to help me and what it was that I was going to be guided for and how he was going to step up in my life in even a greater way. And the kinds of things that the name means were spoken within that conversation. So that really kind of is pretty trippy for me, and I think that's really cool.
That's great, Judy. Thank you. No coincidences.
Yeah, don't you love it?
This is Sarah, and I've done this exercise numerous times, so it's always interesting to do it again. And the thing that really was different this time was the thing about my purpose. There was a question about, you know, what did your captain have to say about your purpose? Or I can't remember what it was. And this time it was really, it was very fascinating. It was more about just my way of being in the world, you know, to be, you know, as calm and kind and compassionate and, you know, I suppose, I guess in Buddhist terminology it would be free, that's more important than anything else. Like oftentimes it's been more about what I'm going to do for other people, but this time it was just sort of more my being, and if I can be that, then I'm of service. So I found that really fascinating that I've sort of, I don't know, I've gotten to that place.
Yeah, kind of an evolution, actually. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Well, great. I am happy to just open it up for any questions anyone has. Got any of this?
I have a question, Mary Beth. I just wanted to share one more thing. The name, my captain was a female, and the name came immediately, and it surprised me. And now, Judy, I need to go and look up the name, and I would like to know how you looked up the name. The name she gave me was Isabel. And I don't know, I think it's Isobel. Or Isabel, I don't know. Very interesting, because I have no connection to it. I mean, I wasn't aware of the name. Anyhow, my question is, when you do this exercise, you probably will have to have some kind of trust basis established with your client to be able for the client to go deep with this. Or what is your experience with that?
Yes, definitely trust. And I think there's a whole sort of training piece with the client about why would you even want to know this information?
Mm-hmm.
And so after a little bit of time where you can discern with the person, oh, there's this voice and there's that voice and all of these different things, and hey, maybe it would be helpful for you to find that inner captain. Other people call it different things. So some people call it the director, the CEO, any of those things. I like to think of it as your essential self. Like, this really is the true you who knows the truth of your being, has all the wisdom, everything we talked about. And being able to discern that voice is really important for clients. It's important for all of us, frankly. But yes, having them have an experience where they waffle and can't figure it out brings that to mind, like, oh, maybe we should do the captain and crew kind of thing, or at least find your captain, so that we can find that internal voice that we can go to. So when you are struggling with a decision or a choice, what does the captain say? Let's tune into that. So you'll have that as a resource to go back to over and over again. And I don't know, Sarah, do you want to speak to that as well?
Oh, Mary Beth, I was just going to say that description is the best description of that I've ever heard. That that's really your essential self and discerning that voice. I thank you for those words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, for years I struggled when I was beginning coaching where people would just talk all over the place, like, oh, we're going to do this, but then, oh, but I can't when I should have, you know, all these voices come out. And yes, it's great to go to, okay, what's that voice, and let's figure out what that saboteur is called, and, you know, have them have some awareness of those things. But if you don't have an alternative to go back to, something that is really the truth, it doesn't go anywhere.
So do you mean negative thought patterns then, by these other voices?
Yep, I think of it as inner critic. I don't actually say the word saboteur to humans other than you all. So, when you're speaking to clients about it, it's like there's an inner critic. I love the idea of gremlins because of that movie, right? Like, don't feed them or give them water after midnight. Like, that was the whole thing. Well, it's what we do, right? We lay in bed worrying about our decisions. Am I made the right decision? Which direction should I head? You know, those kinds of things. And so people can kind of relate to that. And I think it's important to realize when you're thinking about those negative voices, they are really just trying to keep people safe. So even though we say it's a negative voice, quote unquote, they're there for a reason. And it's really to keep the status quo. And so for years, we've talked about the saboteur. And anytime someone wants to make change in their life, that's outside their comfort zone. And when you do that, you are going to hear from all of these internal voices that say, well, what about, you know, I don't think you should, you're not enough, you know, you're not worthy, whatever the words are, because they're trying to keep you in the status quo and keep you safe. But that doesn't help you change. In fact, it really just stops you. And so understanding that concept and that it's normal that we all have these voices and that you can expect to hear from them even if you're trying to make positive change is really, I think it's, I don't know about you all, but when I sort of got this concept, it was a huge relief because I thought, oh my gosh, am I the only one who worries about things this way and has these negative voices come up that say, you know, be careful, you know, don't move in that direction or whatever. And so I think once you normalize it and then, okay, let's find that deep inner voice, that essential voice is the way I say it, then I think people really get, oh, okay, so I am going to hear from I call it the committee. Like, okay, I'm going to make this change. What does the committee have to say about it? And then, okay, we're still going to move forward. And it just makes it easier because now you know, yep, I can expect that that's going to happen and I'm still going to keep moving forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like the term committee. It seems like they do come in groups.
Yes, they do. And I always say, if you're ill or you're tired or you're hungry, they attack. You know? So it's like, oh, look, she's weak or he's weak. Let's get him now. Yeah.
The Gremlin Committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary Beth, what ideas do you have for how to use this tool with, I don't know, kind of buttoned up people who may be in the corporate world or who aren't sort of familiar with this kind of work, who might think visualizations are weird? I mean, how do you introduce it and get them on board with it?
That's great. So you don't necessarily have to do any kind of guided visualization or imaging, as we call it. You literally can have them just embody their captain. So have them literally use geography and stand up and take the position of the captain. You can use the idea of a board of directors and, you know, who's your CEO or who's the head of the board of directors for you. Whatever wording works for that person is fine. But literally just have them stand up and close their eyes and imagine that they're that person. And what are those qualities? And how does that feel? And what is the wisdom there? You can ask some of the same questions without having to have any visualization at all. The important piece of that is the geography, to really have them stand up and embody it.
I love that. I love the board of directors.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, or the CEO of the C-suite, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly. And, you know, I do find it's sort of a funny thing. It must be, like, in the collective consciousness of people in corporations, like, the whole power pose thing is such a... Like, if you say that to anyone, they're like, oh, yes, oh, yeah, I do that before meetings, you know? It's funny. I'm like, well, think of this as an extension of that. Only this is something that you're going to really go a bit deeper with and get that wisdom and, you know, feel this person with you all the time. So then it's, instead of having them do the power pose, I'm like, okay, get into the captain pose or the CEO or the director pose, whatever that is. Yeah. I have to say, I've really played a lot with the whole, like, film director, which is a little outside of that world, but everybody loves a good movie, and the amount of things that the director is responsible for and the vision that they're responsible for, the captain and the crew, you know, or excuse me, the crew and the actors, all of that, you know, people can really kind of get behind that, and so then I have them just literally step into or go sit in a chair that is the director chair.
Ooh, I like that.
So that's a whole other embodiment piece that you can do. Like, okay, just find one of the, you know, great chairs in your office, change seats. That's the director chair. What does the director know? Well, the director knows everything, right? They're holding the entire project from beginning to end, all the writing, all the crew, all the actors, everything that's going to happen. They hold that big vision, and that really, people really love that, because it's a little bit different from our everyday life to think, ooh, I'm the director of our movie, but of course, we're the directors of our movie.
And I love how you can then talk about your life as a movie.
Exactly.
Or your work as a movie, or,
yeah.
So creative.
Yeah, it is. And I find that really resonates for people. So just some other ideas on how to use this.
Mary Beth, this is Stephanie in Santa Fe. Hi. Would you say a little bit about the crew?
Sure. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I really enjoyed the exercise. I do something very similar, using different words is all, really. And for me personally, the word captain was not gender neutral enough, so I had to kind of set that aside, and then it worked fine for me. And I'm interested in hearing something about the crew. Is it really the Gremlin crew?
Ah, so it actually is the antidote to the Gremlins. So when you do this, you can do it as a board of directors. Again, don't get worried about the language part of it. Do whatever
right.
works for you. But literally, it's like your allies. your team, if you
think right.
of the crew on a ship, they're the ones that keep the ship moving. So even simply when someone has a saboteur voice, you can ask them, is there a member of your board of directors or a member of your crew that has an answer for that person, for that gremlin, that saboteur? Something like the appreciator or the benevolent one, you know, whatever words, whatever that saboteur voice is, there's always an alternative voice, and that would be the crew. So they become like resources to kind of manage the saboteurs, if that makes sense, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Mary Beth, is that part of the handout that you're allowing?
That's a whole other visualization and, and handout.
Well,
I didn't want to muddy the waters because this is quite a concept just to get introduced to.
Yes. So would you be open to introduce us to the crew
sure.
sometime next year, maybe?
That sounds great. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful, because now I'm curious about the crew. So as we got 3 minutes left. So any more questions quickly before we wrap it up? No more questions. Well, in that case.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The third question that you asked your captain, what do you know about your life purpose? I heard somebody say something, the answer was more about being versus doing. I work with a group of men, and we've been going through discovering what your identity is, and it seems like everybody's more focused on the doing. Is that kind of, can anybody talk to that, or is that just kind of like a guy thing, where we're more focused on the doing than the being?
Not a guy thing at all. It's a societal thing. So it's just much easier to get into action. That's what we're taught. And so the way that I've learned to coach, and some of you others as well, is to really ground that doing in values, in purpose, so that it is not just doing for the sake of doing, but doing in the direction of what brings you the most fulfillment.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll even go so far, because you all are advanced coaches. This is something I say, and it kind of blows the minds of new coaches. I actually don't think goals are that important. We only need the goals. I know, right? I'm being recorded. I probably shouldn't say this. We only need those goals so that we stretch beyond who we are today. But the truth is, what we want is to be the person who can achieve that goal.
Isn't this the truth?
Yep. Anyway, thank you for that question.
Great question.
Thank you.
Well, we're running out of time, so just let me say thank you, Mary Beth. This was fantastic. And
thank you.
We
are honor.
Yeah, we're so grateful to have a new tool in our coaching toolbox, which we can use now. And if any one of you would like to connect with Mary Beth, she has a website, and it's www.wholelifecoaching.com. And I believe, Mary Beth, you can get in touch through the website. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So please, let's just say thank you again. And now for the coaches, if you would like a CCEU certificate, I would invite you to go to our to email Kelly Johnson, and you can reach her at info@icfnewmexico.org, and I will stop the recording now.